Ed intisimgħu Radio Lauretana fuq il-frekwenza 89.3 FM. Radio Lauretana, ir-radju tal-Komunità Parrokkjali tal-Madonna tal-Loreto, ansilem.
Tajba, il-ħin huwa 8:15, għadna kemm konna f'xandira diretta mill-Knisja Parrokkjali tal-Madonna tal-Loreto hawn fejn silem għall-Quddiesa. U issa nistedinkom biex tibqgħu magħna għall-edizzjoni oħra ta' Bonġu mill-lajn illum it-tnejn, 16 ta' Diċembru, it-tieni jum tan-novena tal-Miliet. Waqt Bonġu mill-lajn tal-lum sejrin inwaslulkom l-avveniment illi sar fil-Knisja tal-Patrijiet Franġiskani is-Sibt 30 ta' Novembru 2019. Forsi uħut minnkom jafu illi l-orgni f'dik il-Knisja kellu bżonn restawr. Fil-fatt dan ir-restawr sar u propju f'dik il-ġurnata f'dik il-lejla tas-Sibt sar programm biex jiġi inawgurat mill-ġdid dan l-orgni. Aħna ta' Radio Lauretana konna hemm u rrekordjajna il-programm illi issa sejrin tisimgħu. Kien program verament sabiħ u issa intom stess ser tkunu tafu hekkhemm huwa sabiħ dall-orgni, kemm hu rari dall-orgni u x'kapaċi jagħmlu wkoll l-idejn ta' l-organista fuq dan l-orgni. Il-programm preżentajtu jiena u kien bl-Ingliż minħabba l-fatt illi kien hemm ħafna nies barranin preżenti għal dan il-programm. Wara imbagħad nisimgħu il-ħsieb ta' Fader Norbert Bonavia tas-Soċjetà Missjonarja ta' San Pawl għal dan it-tieni jum tan-novena tal-Miliet. Ismih it-tajjeb.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to St. Anthony of Padova Church here in Einsiedeln for the inauguration of the restored organ. As part of the 6th edition of the Malta International Organ Festival. A small yet beautiful church and a convent dating back to 1901. The mind behind the construction of the convent was of the custodian Anton M. Cezal, whom eventually, with some other friars, decided to erect a large church near the convent and to dedicate it to Saint Anthony of Padua. The first part of the convent was completed in 1902. In the same year, Bishop Monsignor Giovanni M. Camilleri placed the first stone, where in 1906, Bishop Camilleri blessed the church. The first feast of this church goes back to the year 1914. Nowadays, the Feast of Saint Anthony opens the season of the summer feasts over the island of Gozo. As I said before, we are here tonight to inaugurate the organ, which has been lately restored, a particularly fine pipe organ built in 1939 by the Italian firm of Balbiani Bossi. Across Malta, we can find only three examples of this firm, of which the example found here in Gozo is the smallest one. This instrument is a small one manual and pedal organ of 5 stops. Although it is a small organ, surprisingly enough, it is very effective in its performance as a versatile accompaniment organ, which was made in series to other similar instruments. From time to time, this instrument has been repaired to continue serving. However, lately, it has suffered several mechanical problems with severe woodworm damage, which alarmed the friars to see how to save this instrument from deteriorating extensively. During this year, 2019, Noel Gallo, a Maltese internationally renowned organ builder and designer, was commissioned to restore the organ to bring it to its former glory. May I now introduce Father Joe Caruana, the convent's prior.
Welcome to you all, and may you have a good evening also. Just to introduce myself, I'm Father Joe Caruana, and I'm director of this beautiful church of St. Anthony of Padova, a Franciscan church dedicated to St. Anthony. To come to the point, during this year, we have started to work on a project that was very urgent, the restoration of the pipe organ, which is situated on the balcony of our church. So we have consulted a professional organ builder, Mr. Noel Gallo, and this evening you will hear the result. For Mr. Gallo treated this instrument in the best way possible to get it to its former glory. So I would like to thank Mr. Gallo for his dedication and also for his professional work. I would like also to thank my brothers, the friars, that they all agreed that it was necessary to restore this beautiful instrument. Also, I don't want to forget also those who contributed financially to this project. Thanks a lot to all of you. And also our professional musicians, ready to help us to appreciate the beauty of this church organ, Mr. Franco Ceffai and Mr. Jason Camilleri. And also thank you, and hope you will enjoy also this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Father Caruana. Now may I introduce Mr. Noel Gallo.
Good evening to everyone. Thank you for being here to celebrate this finalization of this project. I would like to thank the first of St. Francis, especially Father Joe Caruana, which showed his faith in me to make the restoration on this fine pipe organ. As the presenter Lelio said, this organ was built in 1939. It is not a very small instrument, but surprisingly enough, it's very versatile. It can create very low sounds, two very bright ones that normally it's found in larger instruments than this instrument. This instrument contains around 500 pipes. When I say pipes, we can find pipes, metal pipes like this. Okay. They're just blown with air. And this organ has also pipes made of wood, like this one, that normally they create the foundation sounds. It's a bit lower. As the organ, I found it lately, the most worrying thing, it was the woodworm damage. It was literally the bottom side was devastated by the woodworm, so several parts needed to be repaired and others rebuilt following the original construction. For the tuning, I have consulted to experts from Italy that used to restore these types of organs of Balbiani, where we have bring the organ voice to the very original sound, because when I opened the organ, when I have dismantled it, I found that by time there were some amendments, some touches on the pipework. So we had to arrange that to find the very original voice that this organ has. Now this evening you will listen to the result. This was just finished about a week ago, so it is still in running in. but we have, you know, done this for, to make it place on for the organ festival as well. But it will be good to hear, you know, the fresh result of the restoration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo. As I said before, tonight's event is part of the Malta International Organ Festival, where organist Franco Cefai will give us a recital on the organ and accompanied by trumpeter Jason Camilleri. Now I would like to invite Father Caruana to bless the organ.
We will say the prayer in Maltese also. Fahru lillalla fit tempio tio, fahru flamara tio, fahru allemil awitio, fahru halkobor tio blatarf, fahru bizanzir ta tromba, fahru blarapa wicetra, فحروح بتنابر وسفين فحروح بدأ الكردي وصفافر فحروح بتشنيش اللي ينستمو فحروح بتشنيش اللي دمدمو كل ما يهون نفس حيفحر الملاي غلوريا للمسير وللبن وللسبيرتو السانتو الملاي معكم U għalla jintrid li Mosè il-qaddej tiegħek jagħmel tromba ħalli jindaq waqt is-sagrifiċċju tal-offerti li jismek u jintrid li qulit Iżrael ikantaw it-tifħir tiegħek bid-daq tat-trombi u biċ-ġniċel. Birek nitolbuk dal-organi li se jintuża l-qima tiegħek u għamel il-qaddejja tiegħek fl-art jifirħu bada spiritwali jistħoq ilhom jaslu għall-ferħ tadejjem fis-sema bi Kristu Sidna.
Let's enjoy the first three musical pieces. King William's March, J. Clark. Vocalize number one, To My Mother, composer Muschio. And Johann Sebastian Bach's Herz und Mund und Tat und. Ladies and gentlemen, Maestro Franco Cefai and Maestro Jason Camilleri.
Thank you.
We will now be able to listen to Al Offertorio, M. Zippoli, and L'Evoluzione della Joie, composer Charles Camilleri.
Thank you.
We will now enjoy Purcell's Sonata in D, Elegy by Talbel Ball, and I Sing the Mighty Power of God by J. Karnow. And the last three musical pieces for tonight are the following: Share My Yoke by J.L. Webb, Gloria, improvisation on the traditional Christmas carol by M. Hakampa, and O. Antonsen's Vida. Well done to Franco Cefai and Jason Camilleri for their excellent performance tonight. Well done. I think another round of applause will do. May I now introduce Dr. Joseph Lia, Artistic Director of the Malta International Organ Festival.
Thanks to the musicians for this very lovely music performance of today. They are, for this year's festival, the only Maltese participants from this International Organ Festival, and they are up to the level of all their peers in this festival. Thank you all for coming, and thanks to this community here for hosting this concert, and thanks to Noel Gallo for restoring this very beautiful organ, which is now being heard live to this wonderful public. The festival continues. There has been 3 days in Gozo, at the cathedral, yesterday at the Shaukia Parish Church, and today here. And tomorrow we continue from Rendi, then we have St. Augustine Church in Valletta, and also Senglea, Balzan, Zeytun, and we finish at the St. John's Co-Cathedral in Valletta. As you heard today, we are also celebrating this year 10 years anniversary from the death of Maltese composer Charles Camilleri, and this was one of the concerts where a piece by this Maltese composer has been played. The last concert will feature Missa Mundi by this Maltese composer Charles Camilleri. Thank you all, and good night.
Thank you, Dr. Lia. So, this was organist Franco Cefai and trumpeter Jason Camilleri. Well done, well done. Tonight's event has been partially sponsored by the Ministry of Gozo. We would appreciate a voluntary donation towards the festival on your way out. We have come to an end of tonight's program. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you enjoyed it. Wishing you all a good night.
Amen.